Why are you so dressed up?
Is it Halloween?
No, not yet.
Well, what is it?
Something even scarier.
I was. I was.
It's Monday.
It's Monday?
Monday!
That's pretty scary.
You want to hear something scarier?
Get back to work.
Now that's scary.
It's showtime.
Live and local with Monica J on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
Wait a minute, that kind of all ran together. Which is the scary part? That it's showtime or that you have to go back to work? Wait a minute. That doesn't make sense. It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, and there is so much to talk about today. 884-9910. Wow. Just when you thought, I've been following this since Friday. My husband and I are talking about it every time we turn around and see something different. It's like, did you see this? Just when you thought the Clintons couldn't be dragged into anymore. You know, they're out of seems like they're out of politics. You haven't seen them much lately. Don't really hear from them. Well, everything ties back to the Clintons, including the Alec Baldwin shooting. I don't know if you've heard this or not. Maybe you don't follow the media like I do behind the scenes. But this is getting absolutely crazy. Helena Hutchinson, Twitter. I have information that will lead to Hillary Clinton's arrest. The woman was raised on a Russian military base. And now she's dead? And even crazier, as people walk off the set of Rust, the low-budget film being shot, no pun intended, with Alec Baldwin, comes out, they were using the guns for target practice and things out in the desert. People knew very well that hot rounds were being put into the props. So is Alec Baldwin a patsy? Well, you know my feelings on the man, but nobody should be set up. That's just craziness in itself. But it is getting weird. Also going to bring you some help on religious exemptions. Thank goodness for Project Veritas. We'll get to that. Because some churches are offering the religious exemptions, but unless you go to their church, they're just giving you a form letter. Well, you can go print the form letter online. Form letters everywhere. Problem is, you shouldn't have to do that. You shouldn't. People have highly held religious beliefs that don't go to church. I have highly held religious beliefs. I don't go to a particular church. And it'll stay that way. Because in my own personal opinion, I believe the churches have been infiltrated. Look at what they talk about now during elections. And look at what they don't talk about. They don't talk about true evil, pure evil. In some churches, They provide the Eucharist to those who believe in the murder of children. Babies. Looking at the abortion issue. So there's a lot of double standards there. And I remove myself from it. So the craziness is out there. But going back to the Clintons, that's today's poll question. It's just generic. Don't call and text me and write. Say, you be more specific. You know, what do you do? No. This one's generic. 923-FM-TALK.com, 991-FM-TALK.com. Because it could be for this. It could be for the Uranium One deal. It could be for anything. Do you believe the Clintons are criminals? Pretty simple. Pretty straightforward. Do you believe the Clintons are criminals? 923-FM-TALK.com and 991-FM-TALK.com. Brought to you by Nissan Carson City. Check out the all-new 2022 Frontier in stock at Nissan Carson City. Love to hear from you. Also, 884-9910. Big meeting today. Huge meeting today. 4 o'clock, East 9th Street. Washoe County Board, the administration building there. Yes, the weather is icky, but that should not matter one bit. Because we have to stand up for those who stand up for us. Jeff Church. Washoe County School Board of Trustees. Well, I don't even know if it's even all of the trustees. Is the president, Angie Taylor, and her advisor, the board lawyer, trying to censure Jeff Church. And I would like to see what the investigation, what does their investigation say that he did wrong? Because as far as I know, I've seen nothing. I've heard nothing. They're just putting it out there and going to do it. So please be there today. This is a special, I know it's Monica, school board meetings are on Tuesdays. No, this is a special meeting just to censure Jeff Church. We have to stand up for them. They are silencing, or at least trying to silence, the only voice on that board that the public has. They've already silenced your voice. You know, they took away the first public comment at opening of their meetings. Don't want to hear from parents. And everybody across the country is now backpedaling. And for very good reason. Because tomorrow, there's another school board meeting. And this one is to continue on being a part of the union. That nasty, nasty school union that believes that parents should not have a part of their children's education, believes they're domestic terrorists. Now, Merrick Garland, yeah, I tortured myself this weekend. I absolutely tortured myself because I watched C-SPAN. I watched the judicial hearings with Merrick Garland. And it's sickening. It's sickening to see the way that Democrats just grovel to him. Oh, Mr. AG Garland, thank you for all that. The Department of Justice has never been this great. Oh, let me kiss your feet. Mm-hmm. They ask him no serious questions. The Republicans, on the other hand, they were hitting him. And he would not directly. This is such a political. This is the thing that I have the worst thoughts of politicians in politics. They will not answer direct yes or no questions. And just like any other politician, he would not. He had his little prepared thing that he kept reading from, even though they wanted a direct yes or no answer. And he couldn't give it. The man is disgusting. And just think, for as criminal and corrupt and whatever you think both parties are, at least he was kept off of the United States Supreme Court. But I digress. So tomorrow, the Board of Trustees is going to be voting on continuing the dues for the organization, for the union that believes parents need to be shut down, need to be shut out. You come for the kids. So today, the school board meeting is at 4 o'clock. I can't tell you how the weather's going to be. Bring an umbrella. Dress warm. You might be one of many who are stuck outside today. But that's okay, because we can hang together. I'll be there. I canceled 2 meetings. It's affecting my business. But that doesn't matter, because we have to stand behind Jeff Church. We have to stand behind him, beside him, and even in front of him. We have to protect him. So I hope I see you there. East 9th Street, Washoe County School Administration Building, 4 o'clock today. It's the Monica Jay Show. And obviously, going through all that, we got a lot to talk about today, including the slick roads out there. I think people forgot, once again, how to drive in bad weather.
And now it's time for this week's extremely uncommon NFL phrases. The Arizona Cardinals are 7-0. The Detroit Lions are 0-7. Those are this week's extremely uncommon NFL phrases.
FM Talk 92.3 for Mason and Smith Valley.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thank you for being here today. And yes, today is the day. It is finally here. It has been pushed back many a times, but today is the day that the Washoe County School District Board of Trustees tries to censure Jeff Church, board trustee who was elected to do a job by concerned parents. He's doing a hell of a job, so much so that they want to silence him. So I hope I see you today at 4 o'clock. East 9th Street, Administrative Building. It's going to be cold, might be a little bit wet. Who cares? You know, our founding fathers went through hell to make sure that we had the freedom of speech, the right to assemble peacefully. Peaceably assemble. Unlike you have media personalities out there. That's all they are. They're personalities. Just like me. That say, show me in the Constitution where it says... That still cracks me up. Where it has to be peaceable. Or peaceably. Says it right there in a wording. People are trying to take everything away from us. And now is the time to stand up. It's not about beaten drums or pots and pans trying to disrupt. Now is the time you use your voice. You show up in numbers, even when it's inconvenient. Because this is the real inconvenient truth, unlike the garbage Al Gore was putting out there. We have coral reefs coming back stronger than ever. We've got more ice coming back. Global warming. Now that's a bunch of garbage. What they're trying to do to our First Amendment, this isn't anything new. Free speech zones. Safe spaces. This has been going on for years. And even our city and county governments are involved in it. Oh, if you want to have a rally or if you want to say stuff, you have to go over to this section of the park. This is the free speech zone. No, 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 no. I can stand anywhere in this country as long as it's not private property and voice my concerns. Voice my objections. It can be on campus. It can be at political buildings, public spaces. These governments, even the city and county governments, don't get to choose where I can use my right to free speech. And that includes a Washoe County school administration building. Jeff Church has been through so much, and he was elected for a reason. Because he's a fighter. And they don't like that. And that's why they're doing this. They got caught. They got caught defrauding Washoe County taxpayers. And I'm sorry, but if you're too stupid to understand that if you move, you better sure as well hell check and see where you're moving to is still in your district, whether you be a school board trustee, a city council member, a commissioner, an assembly person, a state senator, a U.S. senator, congressperson. If you are too stupid to check that, then you should not be holding office. It's just that simple. And this something that the media put out, oh, recently, I'm sorry, 2 years isn't recently. 2 weeks? 2 months? 2 months. I could grant that as recently. But not 2 years. And Ms. Calvert needs to pay that money back to the Washoe County taxpayers. Just my thoughts. It's the Monica Jay Show. on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Get more Monica in your life. Go to 99.1fmtalk.com. Click on the podcast tab.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Welcome to the show today. Going to give you some deep-seated information here on those shots. And for all of you who are trying to achieve an exemption, whether it be medical or religious, just download the paperwork, and I'm going to play a little something here for you that you should have recorded on your phone, on your computer, on one of those little recording things. Remember we used to have those little tape recorders? And just play it for your boss. Get to that in just a second. First off, though, I want to direct you to our web pages, 923fmtalk.com and 991fmtalk.com. What is coming out from the Alec Baldwin shooting? I'm holding my tongue because I want to call it something else. But now it's being tied back to the Clintons. Today's poll question, brought to you by Nissan Carson City. Check out the all-new 2022 Frontier in stock at Nissan Carson City. Do you believe the Clintons are behind criminal activity? I keep seeing the ad for the documentary-type movie about the Clintons right now. And it's kind of making me nauseous because the clip of the movie that they play right now over and over and over just tries to portray Hillary as a victim. Like she didn't know what her husband was doing, what his past was, what he'd been doing for decades, the type of personality he had. And it's very nauseating to see her being portrayed as a victim. So I don't watch any of that. It's just garbage to me. So what do you think? Any type of criminal activity? Because now Alec Baldwin's shooting is being tied to the Clintons. So Friday's poll question, with the supply chain in chaos, are you ready for winter? Wow. Come on, people. 26% said no. Not ready. I even went online and knocked out some Christmas shopping because it's like there's so much coming up. I don't even want to be thinking about stuff like that as we head into the holidays. So there you have it, 923fmtalk.com and 991fmtalk.com. Do you think or do you believe that the Clintons are behind criminal activity? So let me get back to religious exemptions. I have a few listeners that have been trying to get them. So I want to make sure you understand wholeheartedly what is going on with doublespeak, what is going on with Snopes. Why does anybody even... Those are paid operatives. You need to be following things like Project Veritas. You really do. Because the whistleblowers that come out, these aren't just people that call up and say, hey, I've got this information for you. Run with it. No. They do their research. If a whistleblower is going to come forward, then you are going to be proved to be a real whistleblower. They want to see credentials. They want to see verified emails. They want to know who you are. So this is from the Senior Director, Worldwide Research, Development, and Medical Communications. Wow. You need to hear this. Because this should knock out any religious exemption that you could possibly have. And if somebody denies your religious exemption, then you hammer them in court. Hammer them in court.
I work at a pharmaceutical company. I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I just believe in research and science.
Well, in this database, you came across a chain of emails discussing fetal tissue and the COVID vaccine. Vanessa Gelman, who works in Washington, D.C., is Senior Director of Worldwide Research. The question came up as an inquiry to our MedInfo group. They're asking, quote, did Pfizer make use of a cell line from an aborted fetus?
They want you to leave out the highlighted part, which is the one or more cell lines with an origin that can be traced back to human fetal tissue has been used in laboratory tests associated with the vaccine program.
And here we have your badge. You are an employee of Pfizer?
I work at the McPherson, Kansas plant. It's one of the biggest plants in the operation of Pfizer. We produce some of the most units.
This message from Vanessa Gilman.
From the perspective of corporate affairs, we want to avoid having the information on the fetal cell lines floating out there. We believe that the risk of communicating this right now outweighs any potential benefit that we could see, particularly with general members of the public who may take this information and use it in ways we may not want it out there. We have not received any questions from policymakers or media on this issue in the last few weeks, so we want to avoid raising this if possible.
Wow. We believe that the risk of communicating this right now outweighs any potential benefit we could see. They ought to put that on American currency. Philip Dormitzer, Vice President, Chief Scientific Officer. These are not low-level people here. So you're showing us emails between the Vice President of Pfizer, the Senior Director of Worldwide Research, about how to couch it a certain way, because we would not want to tell the people that it can be traced back to human fetal tissue. Copying Vanessa Gelman, we have an approved answer to this question, the question being about fetal tissue, which Vanessa can probably provide. HEK2932, what does that mean, heck?
Human embryo kidney cells, and okay. It was from experiment 293.
They've used cells from aborted fetuses.
Yes,
and they don't
cells.
Want the public to know that.
Yes.
That's staggering for society because of what you said, religious exemptions.
Mm-hmm. And they're denying our religious exemptions at Pfizer.
This is serious stuff you're dealing with. These are powerful people and a very powerful company.
They're withholding knowledge on people's approval if they can consent or not.
From Sarah Elizabeth Weiser, the principal scientist.
She's just making sure, just be clear, you would like medical information to reply with the text in red below, including the highlighted section.
Okay.
Thanks again. And then they responded with,
no, I would prefer that we do not use the text in yellow.
They're being so deceptive in their emails, it's almost like it is in the final vaccine. It just made me not trust it.
There was an issue with the FDA and...
I heard something about they're doing some sort of tests in there with lights, but I'm not sure. And I said, in unoccupied rooms and in a group lead office? And he goes, well, the FDA is coming. I could not believe that they were blacking out windows down in our manufacturing rooms. We are told that you should be seen at all times, that we need to make sure that we have high integrity and... The rooms that are like this one where you can see my reflection, it's a group lead office where they just do the paperwork for the batches. Mm. So why does that?
Yeah. So much for transparency. So much for truth. This is one of the reasons why people have been misled about the approval of the Pfizer vaccine. It hasn't been approved. Because you would have to list all of the ingredients. You would have to be open about it. And that's why Comirnaty is not available in this country. It was a bait and switch. All you have to do is ask yourself why we can sit night after night and see ad after ad after ad for every single drug they make. Drugs they make for kids, drugs they make for adults, drugs they make for dogs now and cats. And the side effects are listed. Why don't we see ads for vaccines? Why don't we see competition between, you know, which vaccine would I want to take? Well, at least there is still some truth in advertising, because they would be forced to tell you the side effects. It's not going to happen. You will continue to be lied to. So why is Snopes saying that this isn't true, that this isn't real? Because they're in this country. I had to go all the way to Australia, Australian media, to get this, to search for it. Lockdown news. AussieBreaks.com, Australia's fastest growing independent news aggregate site. And these truth sites, yeah, they're coming up. They're coming up fast. Somebody even texted me the other day, really? You would believe this over the Wall Street Journal? You would believe this over the Washington Post? Oh, hell yeah. Oh, hell, double yeah. The media has been corrupted by money. That's just the simple fact. That's why you have to find the information for yourself, and I will continue to help you. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Have that information. If someone denies your religious exemption because you don't want this in your body, then you take them to court. 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Just like the guy whose feet are too big for his bed, nothing seems to fit.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. And yes, we want this rain. Don't be complaining about it. You complain about the mudslides and everything like that. That's fine. But that's what we have road crews for, right? We need this moisture. You know I love you. And thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for all you send me. I'm sitting on 440 emails right now because you participate. Hundreds of people participate in this show every single day. The texts and the emails, I try to get through them as quickly as possible, and some people want to know why I don't talk about certain things. And, you know, some things I just can't talk about. Sorry, I'm getting weepy here. So I will not be talking about this story that people seem to keep sending me every single day. I've got to go through like 20 or 30 of them and just delete them. About Fauci and the horrid experiments on the dogs. Sorry, I'm not going to do it. I know that Fauci is a disgusting human being. I don't even want to call him a human being. He is a disgusting person. And I know that some of my scientific-driven friends, doctors, disagree with me, and we have those discussions about, you know, these things have to be tested on animals before they can be given to humans. Well, we're seeing that's not the truth, is it? Because there were no, well, there were animal experiments on these shots. The animals died and were dying at an exponential rate. They couldn't have that if they were going to warp speed this vaccine out. Nothing hurts me more than the disregard of life, whether it be a fetus, a newborn baby that is just left on a table to die, whether it's animals being tortured for what? Insect repellent? For the thought of how does this disease spread? We know this stuff is going on. And right now in Australia and the UK, these shots are being tested. They are using children as the guinea pigs. Seniors were used as the guinea pigs in the beginning of all of this, almost 2 years ago now. We've got to stop allowing that. They keep saying it's to find a cure for cancer. No, cures have been found. Just ask yourself one thing. What if a cure for cancer was released? Who and what industry would that affect? How many doctors' offices would it shut down for treatments? How many drug makers would it shut down? They want us to be sick. And so for all of this torture that they are putting on mankind, it's not acceptable. The only way that we can speak up about it is through our voices, through our votes, and through our consumer dollars.